Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Behind the making of The Buccaneer was my hope that this picture would be something more than entertainment, that it would revive the memory of a hero whom history has all but forgotten. Springing out of the swamps of Louisiana, out of the mire of infamy, this fabulous figure scattered one of the blackest nights in American history with the bright flame of victory. He was Jean Lafitte, the ruthless lord of Barataria, a pirate island only 90 miles from New Orleans. He was Jean Lafitte, the pirate patriot, who, with Andrew Jackson, saved New Orleans in the War of 1812, and of whom Byron wrote, "He left a corsair's name to other times, linked with one virtue and 1,000 crimes," and without whom all America west of the Mississippi might now belong to England. No one knows where Lafitte came from, or where he's buried. As for his soul, it might be in paradise or purgatory. He earned a place in either. But tonight, Lafitte roars out of oblivion, brought to us by one of the most celebrated personalities the screen has ever known, Clark Gable. Mr. Gable is a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, currently appearing in Too Hot to Handle. His next picture is Idiot's Delight. Olympe Bradner, Paramount's lovely Parisienne, makes her Lux debut in the role of Gretchen. As Dominic Yu, we give you that priceless performer, Akeem Temiroff. In the part of Annette, Gertrude Michael makes her initial bow on this stage, and Clara Blandick is heard as Aunt Charlotte. On to Louisiana. It's curtain time and star time as the Lux Radio Theater presents Clark Gable in The Buccaneer with Olympe Bradner, Akeem Temiroff, and Gertrude Michael. In 1814, the citizens of New Orleans often saw a printed notice brazenly displayed in public places. It read, "Sale of rare and notable goods this day at the temple." It was signed Jean Lafitte. The temple, scene of this thieves' bazaar, was a clearing in the cypress swamps. There, beneath tendrils of dripping moss, Jean Lafitte and his pirate crew insolently hawked their wares. Through the crowd strolled pirate musicians, their faces lean and scarred, their music gay. The good people of New Orleans came to look and stayed to buy. No one asking where the goods came from. No one dared to ask.
Now, what do you mean it ain't the best? That's the best Manila neck weed. Or the best Manila rope.
Silver? Did you say silver, mister? Look at this. Hand.
Only one Spanish dollar. $1. Perfume sweet like Arabi. Monsieur, you want to buy some little perfume?
Thank you, no. I'm looking for Jean Lafitte.
Ah, Lafitte? What for?
Do I look like a soldier?
You? No.
Then you can tell me. This is business.
Oh, business. Well, now look. You see that man standing by himself over there? That is Jean Lafitte. Perfume sweet like Arabi.
Be very popular, Mr. Lafitte.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I was thinking of that placard that I've seen posted about. Oh, there's one on that tree. Reward, $500 for the capture of Jean Lafitte, dead or alive. Signed by the governor, William C.C. Claiborne.
$500 reward for me shows that Governor Claiborne has a sense of humor.
My name is Crawford, Senator Crawford of the Louisiana legislature.
Oh, you weren't thinking of collecting that reward, were you, Senator?
Hardly. But the British have a sense of humor, too.
The British?
And they make rather good friends. I'm sure the British think you're worth far more than $500.
You think so? Try some of this wine, Senator.
Thank you. Does my offer interest you?
Very much. But it could stand a little more explanation.
These are war times, Mr. Lafitte. You and your men could constitute a power in these waters.
A power for the British? I thought you said you were a senator from Louisiana.
That, I'm sure, needs no explanation.
I see.
Try to be back from your voyage in a fortnight. You will have British callers at Barataria. This is excellent wine. How much for the cask?
10 pieces of 8, 10 Napoleons, or 500.